All right, yeah, go.
Now you see why we be great. Roll with the end of then we reach fate. Up in the VIP, we safe. You a bad B-I-T-C-H. You an actress, a designer, and a model. Let me remind ya, bring your homegirl, it's my honor. Looking just like Zoe Saldana. Cyclops, the one-eyed man. All I see is a one-night stand. Trying to have all the fun I can. But this night ain't the one I plan. Oh, I predicted the game right. How I get so addicted, I can't fight. I gotta respect your love. Roll five deep like the Breakfast Club. And I do know who you are. Even though I'm a bachelor, goddamn, you a shooting star. And I really wanna capture ya. And I really wanna capture ya. You know, like, take you home and shit.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 471. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who also has a big reveal for Thursday morning, Wombat.
I assume you're referring to my tree trunk-like manhood.
That's exactly what I was referring to.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I was going to post a picture of it on Twitter.
Right. That's what Twitter's for.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that everybody's got a little bit of vomit in their mouth, here's Shipwreck.
All right.
What can you say to get that foul, foul taste out of our mouths?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh. Yeah, tomorrow's a lot of reveals happening. What's going on? What made tomorrow so popular?
It's Spirit Day.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, why not?
I don't even know what that means.
It's
sounds
it's
like a gay thing. Is it a gay thing?
Yes, it is. It's like a pride in your who you are thing. There's a lot of stuff going on in the city about it, too. So,
today was Unity Day. Did you know about that?
I didn't know about that. What color are you supposed to wear for that? Tomorrow you're supposed to wear purple.
Orange.
Is that just like unity for unity's sake?
No. Or? Wombat, can you guess what Unity Day is about?
It's something to do with...
Shipwreck guessed wrong already.
Okay, what is it?
It's bullying, against bullying.
I was just about to say that. You cut me off.
No, wait, you asked me.
Call it like anti-bullying day then?
Yeah.
It's unity against bullying. I think that's how you stop bullying, is you unite against the bullies.
You outnumber them.
Right.
You surround them.
Yes.
And then you beat them to a pulp.
Yeah, and then you push them down and say, who's the bully now?
I think that's the message, pretty much. I mean, not the beating to a pulp part, but just that if you see somebody being bullied and there's like three of you, you know, you go over
there. You can take them.
You throw down. That's the message. Mm-hmm. And it's orange. Everything orange. That's important somehow to stopping the bullies.
Sounds reasonable.
Like Super Fuzz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, no, it's the opposite of Super Fuzz.
Oh, he was good when he saw orange? He got strong?
No, he was weak when he saw orange. Super Fuzz was a good guy, though.
Right, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I was right. You know, the bully, you show
were
the bully
right,
orange.
But your message was wrong. You want Super Fuzz to be strong.
Shipwreck knows what I'm talking about.
I'm just excited by all of these great holiday causes.
Right. I don't know that was much
it's
of a
hard to keep
buy
up.
Presents for everyone.
There's one of these every day.
It's also Sukkot. Did you make your Sukkot in the backyard, Shipwreck?
Is that a Jewish thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's another made up Hallmark holiday.
a made up Hallmark Jewish holiday.
That's the one where you're supposed to have a hut with like citrus. For some reason.
Fruit.
Citrus.
Fruit.
Citrus fruit.
It doesn't have to be citrus.
I think it does.
I don't think so.
Some sort of like...
I don't know how much citrus... What kind of citrus do they have in Mesopotamia?
It was like weird citrus. Bumpy.
No, they have like figs and dates.
I don't know. Sticks. There's also sticks involved.
Yes. Yep. You're supposed to build a tent and fill it with fruit. Like every major holiday.
So there's some weird ones out there.
There are definitely some weird holidays.
My back still hurts, but it's much better than before.
Good. What are you stressed out about?
I mean, I have a feeling that it might be the whole election thing.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
Say that out loud. Because I understand that the election is, you know, stressful in a sense that, you know, it's the election.
I read an article. It said that people were stressed out about it. A lot of Americans.
That's crazy. Not enough to make you sick.
Well,
you know what that means? Look, it means you don't have enough things in your life to legitimately be stressed out about.
Americans, look, stressed elections. I bet you there's an article right here.
I'm sure
election
there is.
Has Americans stressed out.
I wasn't doubting that. I was saying that for your back to go out because of it is a little ridiculous.
Americans' backs are going out because of the elections is this other headline.
I'm sure that's the headline. Back, is that in Time Magazine?
No, Back Pain Weekly.
Backpainweekly.org. Chiropractor Monthly.
I'm just saying it's one of many things probably. But it's feeling much better. I can walk around now. I can move.
But you sure you weren't just stressed out about your mailbox?
The mailbox, I don't want to jinx anything, but I want to really say that there's never any reason to be stressed out about the mailbox again. But no, I got the mailbox. I mean, everything couldn't have gone any better. We ordered the mailbox. It showed up. I'm taking it out of the box. The mailman pulls up into the driveway to bring me my mail as I'm unboxing the mailbox, and it's looking really nice. And I open the door for him, and I'm like, hey, you're not going to believe this. The mailbox just came. You want to check it out? And he's like, oh, sure. Comes over. And I could see he's like very happy to see it because it's large, and it's going to be a lot closer than the door. And he said, he's like, that's great. And he said, but anything would have been better than that. And he pointed to the door. But I agreed with him. I mean, it's a tiny slot low down. And to be honest, I didn't really like picking the mail up off the floor because most of the time it's just junk mail anyway. So I'm bending over to
maybe that's what was hurting your back. Your knees to lift your mail.
I'm good about that.
No more tight little slots for cheapie, only big gaping holes in the back.
No, it's in the front. Why would the mailbox be in the back?
I don't know, but it ruined my joke to say in the front, because then it's two holes in the front, and that's just weird.
Is that what ruined the joke?
Yes, that's ruined the joke. Shh. How dare you?
Anyway, so, yeah, he was satisfied, and then I even went as far. I mean, I take this very seriously. I even went as far as to carry the mailbox outside with him to show him where I planned on placing it and to get his blessing. And I showed him one spot, and he immediately said, like, what about over there? And I was like, no. but I stuck by my original spot, and he thought it was good. And the gardener came, our landscaper came this morning and installed it for us. And it was great. We got our mail delivered today, and it worked perfectly.
You mean the mail went in the mailbox?
It was not on top of the mailbox. It was not in the door slot anymore. It was in the mailbox.
And the batteries will last a long time?
It doesn't even take batteries.
That's amazing.
It's not a smart mailbox.
What kind of
magic
mailbox is this?
I'm surprised that there's no smart mailbox, but it's, do you really need one? What would it do?
I have no idea. I'm like,
there's ones that lower the flag for you.
Okay. But you're only supposed to, so I asked on Twitter, you're only supposed to raise the flag when you have mail to give to the mailman.
Right. I was surprised that was something that you did not know.
I don't know many people that have mailboxes with flags on them.
We don't have them. Growing up, we did not have them. We had a mailbox on the house, so there was no flag.
Same here.
Yeah.
It's a different world out there.
Long Island is crazy.
Welcome to the world of mailboxes at the end of your driveway.
Most people in my neighborhood do not have a mailbox at the end of their driveway. They make the guy go all the way up to the house. I've seen very few that have the actual mailbox. I get it, but I don't know. I just didn't see like the big deal of having to. I mean, I'm usually walking to get to my house from somewhere, so I have to walk by my mailbox anyway to get into the house. And he's not like he's going to be putting bowling balls in there or something that I have to carry, to my doorstep. So I don't know. I didn't see what the big deal is, but it's looking good. It was looking really good. I got 70 likes on Twitter with a mailbox picture. So things are really looking up for me, So, yeah. Although when we got home tonight and I was showing Mrs. Cheapy the mailbox and it was already dark out. So I took her to the end of the driveway with the flashlight on my phone and we were checking it out, and she liked it. And we went to go into the house. I leave the front light on now that it's fall supposedly, but it's so hot out that the bugs are back again. And there was like a million little bugs on my door waiting for us because I had the front light on. And I guess they like yellow door and the light combination. So I didn't want to open the door because then all the bugs would come into the house. So then we went around to the side door. But then there was like a really big looking spider on the side door. So then we went around to the back door. And then we were good to go. Is that weird, or should we just have gone in through the front door?
Just going through the front door.
I don't know. Is there any light? Do they make some light that doesn't attract bugs? Shipwreck, you must have a lot of bugs out there.
That they just live outside. That's what
they're
they do.
Bugs.
But
yeah,
if you have a light. Fine. No, but I'm saying if you have a light by your front door. Like,
as
sure,
I do.
Right.
Right at my front door, there is a light.
Got it. So when you keep the light on at night in the summertime, yes, or when there's bugs are aplenty, mm-hmm, they congregate to the light, right?
Yes, they do. That is how bugs work.
So when you open the door to go in or out of your house, the bugs are going to come in because it's just close to the front door. It's just
that is the risk you take.
I don't, yes, like those. I don't like the odds, is what I'm saying.
I know. No, I woke up this morning and there was like one of those big fist-sized mosquitoes flying around the bedroom.
No, no good.
I had to kill it with my manhood. I literally mean I killed it with my manhood.
What?
No, I killed it, though. I killed that mosquito good. And my wife clapped for me.
Ugh. I vacuumed a house centipede off the ceiling also this afternoon.
See, I don't have centipedes.
It was small. I don't know. We put a bug protective layer down. It keeps the bugs on the outside of the house.
I got to do that, I think.
Yeah, you could spray, I guess, by the front door. Yeah.
That's what we do. We've got a guy. He comes in, he sprays around the house.
No, I have that. Then, I have that, though.
Then any dead bugs or any bugs that get in just like die like right at the edge of your house.
It's a good system. His health may not have been great. But no, the bugs on the front door were doing fine, I think. There were a lot of them, too.
The ones that are outside will probably do fine.
But they were stuck to the door. So it means as soon as I open the door, they're inside the house, technically.
You just got to be quick.
I don't know.
And going through the garage.
Make sure you always toss the kids through the window.
I can't go in through the garage because there's no connection to the inside of the house.
Got to fix that.
That's something you got to take care of.
Why? It's just another way for bugs to come into the house.
No, it's not.
It's covered. It's covered from the outside.
And they would just get trapped in the big closet anyway.
I don't want them in the closet. Anyway.
Well, I agree. On Spirit Day, those bugs should come out of the closet and be proud. But.
They shouldn't.
You're not having any of it tonight.
No. My back hurts. I told you.
Oh, is that why?
It's better, though. It's much better.
Yeah. You're like the worst improv partner in history. No yes ends from you. Bunch of no's.
What about some show feedback? Can we get to that?
No buts.
I guess. You don't want to hear the Philip Hue motion detector review?
How is it? Is it entertaining?
I found a good spot for it in my stair area. So now whenever I go up and down my stairs, my stair light goes on and stays on for a minute and then it turns off. The problem is it works very well and it turns on like pretty instantly. My only problem is I would like it for it to just return to like a dim state, a lower dim state. Rather than turn off completely, and I'm not quite sure how to get that to happen. The software seems to be shaky. If I try to edit the settings, it says you have to delete the settings and start over, which just doesn't seem fun every time you want to change something. So I think they'll get this right. They just need a little longer in the software testing phase. Smart home forever, baby.
Pulling for you.
Thug life.
You know, it's going to be funny in 10 years from now when all that technology is outdated, but you still have it. And it'll be like those when you watch a movie that was filmed in the 70s and it was supposed to be like the modern house with those weird round TVs and chairs that turn around. That'll be your house.
You are describing my house already, basically.
I know. You're just missing the shag carpet.
There was a carpet there.
I know.
I have the shag carpet in the bedroom.
I know you had shag carpet in your bedroom. I remember seeing pictures.
How are you in my bedroom? What were you doing in my bedroom? Shh. Do you know what the ceiling looks like?
I've said too much already.
Oh, boy. I put some show feedback on here, actually. Did you see that first one there?
I did. Oh, I'm choking on nothing. Excuse me.
Did you want to read that?
Am I supposed to read it? Or I mean, are you reading it?
I thought that's what I was implying.
Oh, sorry. Phantom Outlaw had to say, I'm confused. Ty can watch the violence in Gears 4, but swearing is a problem? Why do we embrace violence but freak out over words?
I don't fucking know. I thought that was a great point and a great question.
Well, it's because if he goes to school and says those words, he gets in trouble.
Correct. And
but if he shoots someone, that's protected
but that's,
by a
But that's not what's defense. Happening here. He's not. I know. Ty does not have access to a chainsaw gun, I don't think.
Well, it's not
GB,
a...
GB, can you confirm?
It's not a gun, per se. It's gun-like. No. The thing is that he's not a violent person at all. I feel like I need to show him some violence to get him to be a little more violent in general. So I'm actually trying to train him in violence with Gears 4.
That was a much better answer. That was as bad as anything I've said so far.
I
can't say that out loud.
I don't even know if that
all
I'm joking
of my
that
jokes
much.
Have now been washed away. Thank you for Yom Kippur-ing my bad jokes. Go ahead, move on.
I'm not sure that I'm joking. If I felt like he was a violent person, then there's no way that I'd be showing him this game. And to be honest, I might have actually turned off the violence setting in Gears. I can't quite remember, but I wouldn't really. It's just robots and like zombie things. I think he can sort of handle that. He's seen those animated movies. They're pretty violent. Yeah, I mean, I think it's really all about your kid's personality. You look at your child and you say, "Hey, my child is acting like, you know, every time he's playing with his friends, he's always punching them and tackling them. Maybe you don't show him Gears 4. If your kid seems pretty mellow, you think he can handle Gears 4, then, you know, that's up to you for you to decide as a parent." And that's what I did. How's that for an answer? Is that better, Wombat?
That's better.
All right.
Yeah. Elliot's already too violent. We don't let him watch violent things, but he loves to attack his sister. He's good with his friends, though, so I don't know. Maybe it's just his sister.
That seems pretty natural, though. Fighting your
say,
sister and brother.
Yeah. And she just kind of takes it because she's good that way.
She's bigger.
She's bigger, yeah. She could kind of swat him down if she needed to.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jacob Shabot had to say, I was wondering if someone would ever notice you guys in the background, but I knew Shipwreck read the book, and I listen to the podcast all the time while I'm working. So it's my thanks for the hours of entertainment while I'm stuck at the drawing table and all the sweet game deals, of course. Thanks for the shout-outs, guys. For the record, I pronounce it Shabbat. Shabbat, not Shabbat.
What is it, Shep?
Shabbat. It's French, but my family Shabbat? Pronounces it.
I don't know.
We still don't know.
He just like Shabbat. It.
No, Chabot. Chabot, I think.
Chabot. Chabot.
Chabot would be French, yeah.
Yeah. And I always said Tsum Tsum, but I'm no expert on that either. So, again, thank you very much. It's still very awesome.
The best.
Yeah. It's the background of my computer right now, so.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I'm staring at it as we speak.
I'm pretty sure it's Tsum Tsum now. And he does draw that comic, so.
Yes. He would know better than us.
Yeah.
That was a winky he put in there, Wombat, when he said he's no expert on that.
Yes. Oh, and a winky face. Sorry.
Right.
I always said Tsum Tsum, but I'm no expert on that either. Winky face. Is that better? You happy?
Right.
Now?
He is an expert.
Yes.
All right. How about some more show feedback? Yes, that was awesome. It is awesome. I still need to get my copy.
Oh, I'll bring it to you on Sunday.
Yes. Ty's big birthday extravaganza. That's the other reason my back hurts is too many birthday parties within too short of a time period, I feel, is not conducive to my mental health.
How many birthday parties have you thrown?
Well, I'm just saying it's my birthday, it's my wife's birthday, and my son's birthday, all within about a month.
Well, whose fault is that?
I don't know. Nobody's fault. My weak mental state's fault.
Next time you get married, make sure that your wife's birthday isn't so close to yours, and make sure you count out the months better. Like if you're within the 9 to 10 month range, just stay abstinent for those 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Great tips. Thank you.
Problem solved.
Right. It's almost over.
Yes.
It's almost over. Just trying to get people to respond to they're coming to the party. The party's Sunday. I'm still tracking people down today, but I'm done. I think I got everybody today.
Excellent. Is it going to be a lot of people?
No, it's going to be very small. We moved here last year, so it's, I don't know. And a lot of his friends from Manhattan Public School, a lot of them moved away. A lot of them were moving away as we lived there. And then as we announced that we were moving, like one left and then another one moved away right after we left. I mean, it's just, I think people really don't stay at that school very long.
Birthday parties are tricky in general. There's a kid in Elliot's class that Elliot apparently is friends with because he hangs out with him after school. And he wasn't invited to this kid's birthday.
Okay.
And apparently there were like 4 kids in the class that weren't invited to this birthday.
Okay.
And these things happen.
Who cares?
It's only October. Who knows when they send out the invitations? It was probably before my son even really ever spoke to this kid.
Uh-huh.
But the another mom, one of the 4, found out and was like, "This is ridiculous. How do I handle it?" And we're like,
"Wait, what's the problem? I don't understand what the problem was."
Elliot wasn't invited to a party of someone in his class.
So who cares?
And there were
who cares?
4 people that weren't invited, but everyone else was.
Great.
Oh, how big is the class?
They don't like you, Wombat.
Like 20 kids.
Oh, that's a lot. Now, this is a small party. I'm not.
We just had Emmeline's 3rd birthday party this last weekend.
I saw the pictures.
Ooh. Yes, it was very cute.
There was like 40 something people here.
Right, it's craziness, right?
Yeah, but when it's at your house, you tend to go overboard.
Yes. Yeah. There was a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
Because you're not paying per head like you would be at, say, I don't know, a bounce house place or something.
Right. Exactly. But anything you do is going to cost you like a couple $100 pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like how...
Unless you get lucky like my daughter did at her 6th birthday when it was an ice skating party and she fell on the ice and they had to get an ambulance, take her to the hospital to get x-rays. And then they said, "Oh, the party's on in the house."
Woohoo! Free party. Broken leg.
Wombat's been pushing his daughter over every birthday since.
Every just tell them you broke your arm. Right.
Trip over that table over there on the way out.
That wasn't scary at all for me.
No.
Just do it again.
Just do it at the end of the party this time.
I wasn't in shock for months after the last one. Go ahead.
How was your back doing after that?
Oh, my goodness. I literally don't think I slept. Between that and the most recent chin incident, sleeping for me hasn't really been my thing.
Right. See, that's what you get. I get back. I get not able to move for 2 days, basically. Yeah. And then numbing pain.
I get cold sweats.
Hmm.
But at least I know it's causing my stress.
And Shipwreck passes out while he pees.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he gets it. We all have our things.
Yep.
Good
times.
Where are we here? Let's do this last show feedback because it's the best.
Vickle has to say, "I think if you've seen Pixels twice, you relinquish all rights to criticize another person's movie selections." Agreed.
Ship, that's for you, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm the only one that's seen Pixels twice.
Actually, I have because Elliot loves that movie.
Exactly. I knew Wombat has seen this movie multiple times.
Yes.
By the way, Ty today asked me, completely unsolicited, I don't know where he came up with it, he asked me today if we could watch Pixels. I don't know when the last time he's seen anything.
There's
about a Pixels.
Reason why Adam Sandler's rich. Right?
It's a fine children's movie.
No, it's not. I heard it's horrible.
It's not funny. Like,
it's
that's
not funny.
Right. That's the problem with that movie, is it's just not funny. Everything else about it is fine.
I kind of need that movie to be funny, I feel, if I'm, you know, if it's an Adam.
It's not for you.
but I love video games.
The only reason I saw it to begin with was so I could talk about it on the show because it was video game related. And I think we do a video game show. I don't know. What are we in? 20 minutes in?
Soon. Soon we do. Well, I may be watching it soon, so I'll report back. But I did finish watching Luke Cage.
And?
I agree that that could have been 10 episodes, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I said 6, so, you know.
But I liked it. I liked it a lot. But we did feel like there were a few filler episodes in there while we were watching.
Yeah. It would have been better if they either did it like it's 2 seasons. Like 2 complete 6 episode storylines, I think would have been more serviceable. Or break it up with episodes that are completely unrelated to the main storyline.
Yeah.
Like a little palate cleanser.
Yes, that would have been cool. Mm-hmm. Some more, like, he had to go, like, break up a bank robbery or something.
Or something, exactly, yeah.
Some nonsense that just has him throwing people through a wall, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like an episode where he really just has to beat up a whole bunch of people for 45 minutes.
And less moping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know he's got a lot to mope about, but hoping that in season 2, slightly less moping.
The Defenders will be out before then, so yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but we liked it.
So.
But we did. But we did not. And we just watched it like normal people, like one episode a day, basically.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We watched it like normal people.
Sort of.
We're not losers like you are.
We don't binge watch. Anymore. We used to. We binge watched House of Cards, I think.
See? Don't judge.
But now we can't stay up late enough to binge watch. So, yeah. When you have to go to bed by 11, there's not much binge watching going on. What else we got here? We're in Watch This Bitches, in case you didn't notice, because we were talking about watching things.
That's how you can tell.
Yeah. At Shanafan wrote in, and he asked if we're watching Flash and Arrow. The new seasons.
Am I caught up on everything, Flash and Arrow? I might be.
So
yeah,
CW canceled their deal with Hulu, I guess.
I heard that.
Because I can't seem to find it on there.
Now, do you have the CW app?
I can get that, I think.
Okay,
but they're going to make me watch. If they're going to make me watch commercials, I'm not watching it.
They may make you watch commercials.
Yeah, I'm out. It was getting kind of dumb to me. But I mean, I stopped watching Arrow. I didn't watch last season at all. Flash was getting sort of dumb, in my opinion. In our opinion, Mrs. Cheapy and I.
I mean, they're doing their version of Flashpoint, but it's nothing like the Flashpoint you know.
It's going to probably piss me off anyway, right?
The first episode was kind of was frustrating.
Dopey.
The second episode was much better.
Is there a girl Flash now? I saw it on Twitter. There's a girl Flash.
Well, it's Jesse Quick.
Everybody, how many Flashes do we need?
Well, it's not like they made up the character for the show.
I know, but now everybody has superpowers on the show? Is that where we're going?
Well, they were setting that up from the beginning. I mean, you have Cisco Ramon on there and Caitlin Snow on there. They're going to get their powers.
I don't know. I'm not watching commercials, so I'll wait for it to come on Netflix.
But they haven't really used their powers yet anyway, so.
I'll ask again. You haven't watched Westworld, right?
No.
Boo. Boo.
I've been too busy watching Flash and Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah. I hate watching that show.
You're the best.
I don't know why I watch Westworld.
Cut out one of those shows and watch Westworld.
I can't. I have to watch Legends of Tomorrow and go, but why? But why? They put really good characters on that show, like characters with really good histories that are interesting characters that people don't know that much about. And because people don't know that much about them, they think they have the license to completely change who the characters are. And it always falls flat. Like, every time.
Right. Keep watching it.
I will.
And watch X-Men Apocalypse one more time. Palette cleanse.
I can't. I don't have time. I'm too busy watching. Supergirl isn't bad, though. Superman's on it now.
Yeah. I have a lot of shows to watch. I like these Netflix original shows. I feel like I could just watch Netflix and be pretty happy.
Yeah, you sound like my wife now.
It's good stuff. There's so many good things to watch that we don't have time to get to.
All She's down to the last 7 episodes of Gilmore Girls.
I mean, I'm just happy watching, you know, 5-minute Trump videos on Super Deluxe on YouTube. Those are pretty entertaining. Yes. Any read this, bitches? Ship, reading any comics?
There wasn't a lot of my stuff that came out this week. There was a new Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, but I have not read it yet.
I see. I bought.
I don't know if we're in it or not.
Right. Stay tuned. You mean you don't know how much we're in it?
Right. Sorry, I misspoke.
Right. And like, at what point are we in it? If we're on the first page or second page, we're not sure yet. One of those two options only. I bought Brian Ashcraft's new book. You know Brian Ashcraft?
I do.
He's been writing for Kotaku for forever, basically. But he's got a new book out called Japanese Tattoos, and it's pretty amazing. It's interesting. I was telling him earlier that this is like something that even living in Japan cannot really provide any insight on, because all tattoos are covered up there. So even if there's a guys with crazy tattoos, you seldom see them exposed in public, because they're just frowned upon. And in certain places, they'll even have signs saying no tattoos, like public bathhouses.
Was that all just because it was like tied to the Yakuza before?
That's what they say. And I think that's still the reason.
I think isn't it starting to be more acceptable now?
No, I don't think so. Because I got a friend who's an American guy. You know, John Davis, he had a small tattoo, and when he went to his local gym, he's a swimmer, and they made him cover up that tattoo every time he went to that gym. And I think it was really small. It's not like one of these Japanese tattoos, like an arm sleeve or a back sleeve, or anything like that. So I'd never really even seen these before, even living in Japan for 9 years. And it's pretty amazing just to look at the pictures. And I was surprised also because I bought his other books. His other books are pretty small. I don't know what you call different sized books. This one's more of like a...
I believe they're called different sized books.
Right. The other ones are more like pocket sized, I guess maybe you would say. This is more approaching like a coffee...
No, a pocketbook is something completely different.
I don't know what I'm talking about. This is closer to like a coffee table size book, but it's a soft cover. And it's just got a lot of great photos, and you know, all the information to go along with it. I think if you're into tattoos, it's a no-brainer for you. It's just called Japanese Tattoos, so it's pretty easy to find as well. And it was cheap. I bought it on Amazon for like, I don't know. It was cheap. I forgot what it was. But check it out. If you like tattoos, you're gonna definitely like it. How about some new releases?
Yes.
Yes.
I picked up Skylanders Imaginators.
I have a lot of questions about this. So
I do too. I have not played it yet, so I don't know how many I can answer.
Oh, so you're not very helpful. Because okay, so you create a character?
Maybe.
And do you have to buy the different characters in order to get the parts to make the characters?
Okay, so I understand this a little bit. So there are characters you can buy. They're I think they're called Masters.
Okay, I saw those. They look very cool.
They look really good this time. The packaging is all nice.
I saw them in the Target. I was impressed with how they look. I have no idea how they work.
Okay, so then there's also these creation crystals, which... basically look like little hourglass type things with gems in the middle. And those I think you can store your creation inside of those.
These are toys.
Yeah, those are dumb. They're toys.
They're just like little hourglass looking things.
Yeah, see, that's where they're making their mistake, but go on.
Well, I mean, yeah. And then there's these blind bag things. Where you can buy those, and then those open up more options for you in the game for creating your character.
Again, big mistake. Go on.
I don't think there's much more to go on that. I know you can go in and create characters on your phone and
do
all
greedy.
That stuff.
Too greedy? They're getting too greedy?
It is. It's too greedy. Blind bags and hourglasses that aren't actual like characters that you can display and look cool is where that's the downfall. Those are the things that hurt Disney Infinity.
Well, I'm not sure how else they would do this whole create your character thing.
I figured you bought the character, and if it was like an eagle-faced man with wings, then you get the eagle face and the wings. And if you bought fire guy with club hands, you got fire and club hands. So you can make an eagle-faced club hand guy.
Well, it might have something. Like, you don't have to buy all the parts. Like,
but you shouldn't
it could very
buy,
well do what you're
saying.
You
shouldn't have to buy an hourglass. Just that only stores one character. Maybe if it was like one hourglass that stored like 10 characters, I'd be okay with it. But the one hourglass per create a character is super lame. And blind bags are super lame.
Why don't they
like blind bags?
I do not like blind bags for any. I don't like blind bags at anything for anything aimed at children.
Right, because they're going to bug the shit out of you until they get it.
And if they get a double and they open it up, I've seen kids open up blind bags in stores and start crying.
Well, most blind bags, you can tell what's in it just by looking at the code on there. Like, just about all of them have a code on the outside where you can tell what's inside.
Ooh.
So you have to be a good one of those, you have to do your research.
You have to be a good parent is what it comes down to.
Just say no to all this shit. Basically.
No, I mean we do that all the time.
Simplify.
There's websites out there you can look up, see which Lego Disney characters and which blind bag and all that stuff, so you don't get as many doubles. I'm looking forward to playing it. I have not yet, but I did install it, and I set my characters up on the shelf. It came with, if you buy it right now, you get a free Chaos figure, which is the first time he's playable. I know you guys have been waiting for that.
I mean, I think that's cool. The problem isn't with the figures. It's the everything else.
Kids like creating stuff. I don't know. And they like asking parents to buy stuff.
I think the creation idea is a good idea. It's how they implemented it. That's
Let me play some of it this week, and I will let you know next week how
Tell me if my reservations are warranted or from
Right, how nefarious this actually is.
Yeah, maybe I'm overthinking it.
Probably not.
I could be wrong.
They want you to buy all this stuff. So, and this has got to be their last hurrah at it, right? Like, this is the last time they can do this.
Maybe. I was in a Toys R Us yesterday, and it's very fun to go to a Toys R Us in the middle of a weekday, like in the early afternoon. There's nobody there. There was that Lego Dimensions section is just ridiculous now. I think it's taken over all the Infinity stuff, basically.
Which Toys R Us? Is this the Carl Place Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Imaginators one, it was there, but it was nowhere near as prominent as that Lego one. I mean, they have a lot of Lego shit now. There's a lot of stuff.
Well, it's because a lot of it's the stuff that's been sitting there for a year.
Exactly.
On top of the stuff that they just put out.
It was a lot. I didn't realize they put out that much stuff. But yeah, so I don't know. You're probably right about being the last hurrah. And how come they don't, if this is all about making your own character, how come I can't like make a character and then order it from them and have them like print?
You can, I think. I think they have, you can get characters 3D printed. It's just expensive.
Yeah, okay. Well, it should be expensive. It seems like that's the way to do it. That's the way you're going to make money. Kids would love that. That's magic right there.
Nah, it's not magic if you have to wait for it. Kids
really?
These days aren't used to waiting for anything. Kids these days.
I think it's still pretty awesome. Can you imagine playing a video game back then where you design your character? You know, when you're 9 years old and you can print your own character out and have it coming to you in the mail. Well,
we had to wait for everything when I was 9 years old.
Yeah, but you weren't getting custom made shit, is what I'm saying.
There was the G.I. Joe make your own figure.
I didn't do that.
Well, it's because your parents didn't love you.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like they're $50.
That's awesome.
Expensive.
That's cool, though.
Uh-uh.
No. Well, no, I'm not getting involved. Fuck that. But I think it's cool for people who like to torture themselves. Go for it. No, it's too... Well, you know, we're going to talk about this kind of stuff. You mentioned the blind bags. There's some CAG bag stuff about that. Any other new releases? There seems to be a lot.
Yeah, there's more than just Skylanders. There is that Batman game came out.
Batman VR?
Or no,
Batman,
not that. Well, that
Batman
one
the
well.
Remaster.
But the Batman the Remaster that came out. I've been playing a little bit of Duke Nukem 3D Anniversary World Tour.
Did you buy that or was that sent to you?
No, I bought it. It's it's a GameStop retail exclusive. And so I had some rewards credits that were expiring.
Oh, okay.
GameStop.
I was to say, there's got to be something more to it because I just don't see you going out and buying it.
Yeah, we were killing time before going to my daughter's open house. So
there were circumstances.
There were circumstances. I needed to spend that money. There was only one copy of it on the shelf. That's the only place you can buy it. So,
Spend that money.
Right. Exactly. But it has new, like, the interesting thing about this is it has a whole, like, new section. I think it's like five levels, maybe, that are designed by a lot of the original Duke Nukem designers. So there's, like, completely new content in here, as well as being the, I don't know, remastered version of the old game. But I played, like, two levels, and I was getting some pretty bad motion sickness. The combination of like that, just those like dated looking graphics and the speed at which Duke Nukem goes. But then I was playing on Xbox One. I don't know if this is across all the different versions, but there was like some serious frame rate drops. Like as soon as like you'd fire a rocket, like the thing would just like pause for like a second.
That's and not good.
No, that was not great. And I don't think like there's settings for having like how quick the, you can turn and everything. And I just left it on default. And that seemed too slow turning for as fast as I was moving. And so I played like a level and a half of it before I was like, oh, something's wrong here. but it's supposed to have director's commentary and stuff in there as well. So I don't know. I mean, it's Duke Nukem 3D, but I hope they fix it a little bit. Cause I'd like to play it without getting sweaty.
Gotta get those VR wristbands.
C-bands.
C-bands. I mean, Nyko VR motion.
You don't have
bands.
Any of those in the house, Shipwreck? C-bands?
Just because he's
Well, no, they help with morning sickness.
No, my wife doesn't get morning sickness.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. My wife needed them for the second one. The boy.
C-bands.
C-bands.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Res Infinite came out.
I bought it.
Have you been playing that? I bought the physical copy of that, but it's not here yet.
I bought the record for some reason. I bought the game. Yeah, it's Res. I only did the first level, first area. But it looks great, and it was a lot of fun to revisit that and probably not do a very good job playing it, that is. But I don't know. I mean, it does make me want to get the VR, but it also the VR itself makes me not want to get it. I just want to play it once or twice with the VR and then be done with it, I feel. But I don't know. I'm going to wait for Black Friday and see what happens with these VR kits.
I don't think there's going to be major sales on them.
That's fine.
There's not that many of them out there.
No. Yeah, we'll see. It's okay. I mean, it made me, I had like, you know, fleeting desires to play these games in VR. I have Thumper already. I already bought that one. That also has a VR mode. But I don't know. I just can't imagine me putting that whole kit anywhere near my TV set. It needs its own room, I feel. What else we got?
Let's see. A lot of PlayStation VR stuff, which I we don't need to cover.
Battlefield 1 we didn't talk about last week.
Oh, sure. Let's talk about that.
I played some of it on the EA Access. Did you, Cheapy?
I did.
What'd you think?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the beginning started off really strong. I liked how they try, you know, they're giving you the typical war is hell message, but they have you jumping from soldier to soldier.
I thought that was really cool.
That was really cool.
It was really cool.
You
know,
after you die, you jump into the body of another guy, and that's like how you start off the game. But I sort of like fell out of love after that, soon after that. I'm escorting a tank around.
Yeah. That's kind of where I stopped playing, that escorting the tank mission.
And then now I'm like going, the tank is broken down, and I'm trying to find these spark plugs. Did you get to that part?
No, that's probably what I have to do next.
Oh, and it's like a stealth mission, I think. I don't even know what's happening. I can't even find the spark plugs. I don't know what's happening. I can't find the spark plugs, and I'm trying to be stealthy, and it only lasts so long, and then I start shooting everybody, and then that's no good because there's too many, and then I never play it ever again.
That sounds a good reason to have EA Access.
That's my
review. So you can get that far and be like, oh, I never have to play this ever again.
I flew the pigeon. I feel like that was enough.
I did that too. I did the pigeon thing, and that was a pain in the ass.
It was just cheesy.
Yes, it was unnecessary. I know. I kind of wanted it to be a little more straight ahead. Like, it's World War One, and I haven't played, like, there hasn't been a game that took place in a long ago war in quite some time. That I kind of wanted it to kind of be a throwback in its gameplay style as well, but instead it's trying to do too much, I think.
It feels the same as a modern war game, right? Do you feel like limited at all with the weapons because it takes place in World War One?
Maybe, you know, the loading should probably be a little slower, and maybe there should be a heaviness that feeling to the weaponry, but I don't know. Again, you know, you're not in a trench. It's not those tight quarters. It's not running. And basically that whole first scene where even though it's a big landmass, there's still a claustrophobia to it that makes it exciting. And knowing that your character is expendable, it's a really good concept for 5 minutes that they completely abandon once the game starts.
Yeah. I wonder if you could do a whole game like that somehow. And make it interesting. I don't know. The game hasn't drawn me in at all. It looks great. Like in the campaign mode, like it looks, compared to the multiplayer, it looks 10 times better. Just really great look. I'm playing on Xbox because of the EA thing, but as you are. But don't you think it looks pretty solid?
Oh, no, it's not. The game looks great. And I, you know, if I have the time to play more hours of it, I will. I'm still very much enjoying Gears, so I've been playing mostly that.
Get those spark plugs, dude. You're going to love it.
Exactly. I mean, I'd rather play Gears.
Let me know if you find them, because I'm unable to. Things are flashing on the map, and then I get there, and it's just, it's nothing. Ta-da! I don't know what's happening. Yeah. People seem to like it, so I'm in the minority.
It has really, I think the review scores on it have been pretty
positive,
amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I haven't read any, but I saw that people really liked it.
Yeah, so.
Just in general
It's currently at an 86 on Metacritic, with Gears being at an 84, and Forza being at a 91.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else?
Oh, I've been playing so much Forza.
Did you finish it? Or, you know, get to the final...
Yeah, I did the final showcase. That's...
Did you spend a dollar?
It's kind of disappointing, the final showcase, I would say. Like, really disappointing.
Oh.
I mean, it's like the other showcases.
Expansion. Expansion packs.
Yeah.
Get that expansion pack.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a spoiler if I tell you what it is? I guess...
Do you race a koala or a kangaroo?
Mick Dundee on a crocodile.
Do you race a crocodile?
What? Okay, I'm going to spoil it for you guys. If anybody is that concerned with spoilers on...
In a racing game? Do you drive a car?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's a boat?
No.
It's airplanes?
It's one of those little, I don't know, off-road golf cart thingies.
Oh, that's not that exciting.
I told you.
I mean, that's technically a car. It's
What's an off-road wheels. Golf car thingy, by the way?
Like a dune buggy?
I know you're not a big car guy, Ship, but could we get a little more specific if we're going for actual spoilers here?
Like an ATV or a dune buggy or something in between?
Let me find what one of these things are. It's one of those, like, I don't know, you see people out in the desert with them or something.
Like a dune buggy?
No, it's not a dune
buggy.
An
Atom one? It's, like the one that makes the track racer? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You don't
want to spoil.
It's not a very big car. It's like a little tiny car.
Not
and you're
exciting.
Racing against a blimp.
Right. Okay. It doesn't sound that good.
No, it's not.
Expansion packs, dude.
The game's great. Like, all about the expansion. I'm still playing it. I think I still have like around 70% of the game to go.
Right. Yeah, enjoy that. Check out my King of Masters 2 race. It's a crowd favorite.
I did.
Oh, you did. It was good, right? Mm-hmm. Subaru.
Yeah, it was good. You should check out the one that I created that is all in dirt and water that has supercars in it.
Perfect.
It's a fabulous time of every car just spinning out and wrecking into each other.
No. So what you do is you take a one with all-wheel drive, like a GTR or a... Even I think the new Lambos have all-wheel drive, like, well, at least one of them. And then you'll probably be not that horrible if you take your foot off the gas once in a while. Yeah, that game's pretty awesome. Hey, you know what else is awesome? Harrys.com is awesome. What, are you going to call me a liar?
No. I trust me. I know people. I know people, and they shave, and they use Harrys, and Harrys is the best. Sad.
Why is it sad?
I don't know.
No. We know Harry's is great. They've got the new generation 2 handles and blades. They've added an extra trimming blade to the thing. So now you can get underneath your nose area, which is something that people had requested. The razor handles now are rubberized, which we talked about before.
Which is the best. It really is awesome.
It's a nice rubber. You're going to enjoy that, I think. Yeah, I mean, I keep that thing in my shower all the time. Now I got my shaving mirror to go with it, thanks to Christian Spicer, who told me which shaving shower mirror to buy.
Oh, I should ask the two of you what that should be. Maybe I'll get one.
Yeah, Harry should do that. Harry's, make a shower mirror. People like to shave in the shower.
Next step.
No, but now that's where I like to use my Harry's, in the shower. And I got my mirror now so I can actually see. I got to take a picture of the mirror that I was using before. It was about, I would say it was about 2 inches around. It was pretty hard to see. But yeah, Harry's takes that shit right off the top of my head. No problem. And they have a new offer for you guys. So listen very carefully. If you think that you know what I'm going to say, you don't, probably. So they have a new offer now. So you can do, if you use coupon code CAG when you go to Harry's, they will send you the post-shave bomb for free as part of your order. If you sign up for any of their shaving plans, which is like they're going to send you blades every month or so, I don't know exactly how the plans work, but if you sign up for one of those, they'll send you a starter kit for free as long as you pay the $3 shipping. So that means you're going to get... what do you get there? You get the blade and the shaving cream and the handle. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, so you have basically two things. If you use coupon code CAG, you'll get that shaving bomb added to your $3 starter kit.
I use that stuff. It's good.
The post-shave bomb?
Yep.
Yeah, it smells nice.
You know how I would describe it?
Pretzels?
I would say that it's the bomb.
Yeah, I actually used mine up already. I don't have any left.
Do you know why?
Because it's the bomb.
That is correct.
It is pretty good. Yeah, I gotta re-up on that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, great quality, $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you pay at the store. Hit up harrys.com, use coupon code CAG, get that free post-shave bomb, and sign up for the shaving plan and get your free starter kit today. It's beautiful. Did we do all the new releases?
Yes. We did enough of them.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot we're there.
We're released.
You didn't want to talk about Ace Banana for PlayStation VR?
We did already once, a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I know.
Talked about that already.
Yeah. I saw my friend saying that he was getting sick from, what game was it? He's like, he was very excited about PlayStation VR and, Battlezone. So he threw up playing Battlezone. Like, literally threw up. I guess, like, you have to go through the tutorial before you can set the motion, like the comfort settings. So they really want to torture you through that tutorial. And he's just like passed out. DJ Mizora. Yeah.
Oh, Shadow Warrior 2 came out. I feel like we should mention that.
That's probably very good, right? I read a review of it. It said it was good.
Yeah, I want to get into that.
The first one was excellent. It's now like loot based. They've added loot to that. You didn't see that coming. And also Jackbox Party Pack 3, I think, is also out this week, right? Is that just on PC? Because I like those games.
I know nothing on that one.
It's games that I like, probably.
They're good games. Right. I don't have any information on the latest one.
Gotcha. All right. Let's go to...
Did you hear that there's this this Red Dead game coming out?
Yes. I guess it's coming out next year, supposedly. Not.
Sure it is.
Sure.
Sure
next it is. Fall seems like a... That seems like spring of 2018 to me.
Yeah, I'm thinking March, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was May.
Have they ever hit a fall release date?
I believe the remaster of Grand Theft Auto 5 for the current generation consoles
sure.
came out
okay.
on time, but I don't know if that counts. Does that count?
I feel like Rockstar games always come out late spring, early summer.
Yeah. I remember when the last one when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in a May. Maybe I'm making that up. Someone will correct me, but
right. I feel like L.A. Noire came out sometime in the summer as well.
Yeah,
like a June July time frame.
It's pretty good strategy if you have a huge game like that.
If everybody's gonna buy your game, it doesn't matter when you put it out. So.
And yeah, then you have a nice run-up to the holiday season, a nice long run-up to the holiday season. You have your DLC coming out. You can have your extra, your package that includes some of the DLC in stores. It's, good plan, but not 2017.
I would agree. I think, it's not 2017. I would be very surprised if it was 2017, because when you have an evergreen like title like that, then just
you can release it whenever you want.
Yeah, put it out in the spring, late or summer. Makes sense. I guess they're going to reveal a trailer for that by the time people are listening to this.
I'm sure it'll be great. I there's no doubt in my mind that Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be a good game. I don't.
At Josh J51388 asks, what new features would you like to see in Red Dead 2?
A nicer, cleaner, more up-to-date version of the last one, but just not the same game. Maybe less like mini-game kind of things, because I wasn't necessarily too keen on like the horseback riding in a circle kind of stuff. But I don't know. Do you think that... I'm trying to think if I want more or less leaning towards the supernatural, and I haven't quite decided yet. So get back to me on
Wait,
that.
Supernatural?
Yeah, you know, like ghosts.
Well, they got to sell that to you in an add-on pack. That's not coming now, probably.
Well, there was like dancing around the supernatural in the original one.
They were?
Yeah, with mysterious characters that who you didn't quite know if they were, you know, real people or not, and ghost type things. There weren't zombies like the expansion, but there was definitely a supernatural element to to Red Dead Redemption, yes.
Hmm.
Like, wasn't that one guy supposed to be like the Angel of Death or something?
I don't remember, but I'll take your word for it.
I mean, it's been a while since I played it, but I...
Wasn't there some letter? There was like some letter that a kid wrote, but it was really like a dead grandmother?
Maybe. Again, there was some weird stuff going on. I get it. I see where you're going with this. It took me a second.
It's okay.
I don't have to corroborate with your jokes.
No.
You don't... No.
That's cool.
Ice you out.
That's fine.
I hope they... I don't know. The mission structure, I hope it's not as like transparent as just like going back to the same people over and over again.
Yeah.
Like I remember Betty or Betsy or whatever her name was at that farm.
Yeah. And going back to that farm over and over again.
And over again. And I was just like knocking those off like one after another. And then the stuff she was saying to me didn't make any sense. It was like, because oh, we haven't seen you.
Yeah.
We haven't seen you in so long. It's like, no, I was just here. Like, I just went and chased your cows and brought them back, and then I went and did some other errand for you, and I remember not liking that portion of it. Like, maybe don't have the missions, like, the mission givers, maybe give them some time to cool off or something.
That would be interesting. Do you think, like, maybe there should be, like, a cool down time between when you could talk to characters? I don't know.
I mean, there's so much to do in that game that it just,
I know.
It's such a small thing to complain about, but it, at the same time, it was just like, just don't act like I've been gone for so long.
More outfits. I want there to be more outfits, more cowboy clothes, please. More hat selections.
Yeah, you need a lot of personalization. It needs to be like Westworld. Just make it like Westworld. Have an animus like Assassin's Creed. Are you going in and out of the fake?
You've just ruined the game, but please keep going. Keep going with your,
this game
with your
needs
how
an
to
animus.
Make Red Dead Redemption bad. See, you used to be taking place in the future, but it's really all a virtual reality setup.
Yes.
And you put your helmet on, and then you go into the past. So you're really not the, you're really
what's
the relative
accent?
Of the guy from the first game.
Oh, comic book nerd guy.
Yeah. You're the great grandson of the guy from the first game, and you put on a helmet, and you're recreating his life.
Yeah.
That's a game that everyone wants. No one wants that game.
It's Assassin's Creed.
No,
it's Westworld.
No one wants that game. Nobody.
What do you think about the naming of this game? It seems. I just imagine them in a board.
It's the second Red Dead Redemption game.
Right. I just imagine them like in a boardroom, just like. Just sitting there for days, like throwing out names for this game, and then somebody's just like, just put a 2 on the end of it. We're done with this.
Right. Doesn't matter.
They may add a colon to it. You don't know that yet.
No, I'm just surprised they didn't call it Red Dead something else.
Fred.
Yes. Red Dead Fred.
Red Dead Fred. I'm too sexy for this game. Colon. I'm too sexy for this game.
I'm excited. I liked it. What was the online like in the last one?
It was great.
It was cool. It was like a big open world thing, and you could do missions when you wanted to.
Going down the river on the raft, shooting the guys that were coming up over the ridge at you.
Did they have like a trolling problem, a ganking problem in that game, I feel?
Maybe, but it was also a lot of horde modey co-op based stuff too.
Yeah, there was a lot of co-op stuff going on.
I'm excited. See you in 2018.
I think it's better. The characters aren't as despicable as Grand Theft Auto characters to me.
I understand that. Sometimes you want to play as the hero, and sometimes Grand Theft Auto can make that hard.
True.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Mm-hmm. Oh, and they didn't announce the PC version at all. But I think that's sort
That'll
of
come
standard.
Later.
Yeah, that's like standard.
Yeah, that's standard.
It's small potatoes, you know? Got to make that money on console. That's where the money is. At Blicky 23 wants a Mafia update. Have you been playing this, Wombat? I forget.
I do not have Mafia.
It's just me. No, Shipwreck.
No, I've been playing it, but I have not played much since last week.
No,
I've
played more. I mean, you're basically just murdering people all the time. so far. The funny thing about
it is about the mafia.
It is. It is. It's just there's. I don't know that there's that much to do other than just drive around, just murder people. I did manage to. I forgot to mention this last week. You know how when you start the game, you have like a really nice car that your friend brings to you. It's mm-hmm. like a black Corvette, basically. I destroyed that car within like the first 10 minutes of owning it, and it never returned again. And there's even a part in the story where the guy is talking about your car because they just assume you still have that car because you just got it. And he's talking about how awesome your car is. And I'm driving like the biggest piece of shit because I flipped that thing and put it in the water. I don't know. They don't have the technology to account for my bad playing, apparently. Next gen sucks. I don't know. I'll continue to play more, I guess, to see how
repetitive I want to really play gets. More too, but it's just so easy to just start Forza up.
Yeah, there's that.
And waste an entire evening.
And also, as Pass Them Sticks writes in, he asks, how well do you think Mafia 3 explores racism in its story? Did the racial slurs stand out and make you uncomfortable? I mean, yeah, they do. And definitely, it's not family friendly at all. I mean, you can't play this game when your kid's in the house, basically. So there's that as well, which is sort of preventing me from playing it all that much.
How's your Playboy collection coming?
It's pretty good. Pretty solid. I do manage to find those. I do go out of my way to pick those up. What else we got here? Sony, we talked about Rez. At Krabby654 writes in and says, PlayStation VR sold 50,000 units in Japan in the first week. People seem split to see if it's good or bad numbers. What do you guys think? 50,000 in a week in Japan? So that means what? They probably did like twice that in America? Or about that? That's about the same. Somewhere between 50 and 100 in America?
I don't know. You have to look at it this way. It's not even so much about how many sold in Japan. It's what is the software attachment rate for that and how many copies of software are they selling? Because they released a lot of software in the first round, go round. So if people aren't buying the games that go with this.
Well, I assume they are, because why else would you buy the thing?
Well, I'm saying, do you think there's a specific
game? Are you buying one game to go with it, or are you buying 10?
Yeah. So
they literally launch with almost 20 games, I think.
A lot.
So if they launch it with 20 games and people only buy one game, which means, you know, that's splitting that 50,000 among 20 games. So any game may only sell, I'm not doing the math right now, a few thousand copies.
Right.
That's not good because no one's going to spend the development dollars to make a game that will only sell a few thousand copies. So it's sort of it's a mixed question where I don't know the answer.
I think the next week's sales numbers are more important.
Probably.
Because everyone's rushing to get it first week. What do people still care about in the second week, third week? Is there going to be a run up again for the holiday? I don't, you know, those are the questions.
But for the most part, the $500 bundles are gone now, right?
Those were supposed to be limited, though. They did say that those were going to be extremely limited, I think. Did I imagine that?
I mean, I still see them in stores around here, but not in every store. But they're still around if you go searching. But I don't know. It's never going to do huge numbers.
I don't think Sony thought otherwise, right? They had to be pretty realistic about it, right?
I don't know.
It's not rocket science.
Have they released a holiday ad yet? Or is it too soon? Too soon to have a holiday ad, right?
Too soon, yeah, I think a little bit.
Because they've had some pretty good ads the last couple of years that have really focused on the games that they had. You know, the perfect day and, you know, playing with other people they've really been harping on that message and getting a message out and been doing a good job of it, and it's been effective and it's done well for them financially, obviously, too. So it's very I'm very curious to see if they stay on that message this year where it's about the console and the games, or if they do switch it over to it being all about VR.
No, but they that's a It's a bad strategy to switch it over to VR.
I am not disagreeing.
You've got such a smaller user base there.
We'll see what happens.
That's what I was saying. I think the other week is that it's not. It's similar to what Microsoft did with Kinect. You know, like they basically relaunched the Xbox 360 with when they had Kinect come out, but Sony can't really do this with VR because it's just too expensive. I mean, you can run ads, you can run a marketing campaign around how I guess PlayStation 4 is the most cutting edge because it supports VR and maybe, I don't know, pay to get on the daytime shows and try to build some hype about it. But at the end of the day, it's really just too expensive to expect to sell these in great quantities. So is that even a good use of your marketing to promote it? I don't know.
I don't think so. No. Or are they relying on the Call of Duty marketing to make up for the other end, like the actual game sales, console sales?
I mean, that should be fine because I think it seems like a tough marketing point to rally around.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I know. So somebody wrote in for Microsoft at Tim Utley. Asked, do you think Microsoft will do anything to counter PSVR in the near future aside from HoloLens?
Well, they have been. They started it this week. They released that commercial for the Xbox Slim, showing why it's such a great console.
No. I think he's asking, are they going to do anything in the VR realm?
I don't think they should, nor do they need to. I think their focus is to get even with PlayStation 4 in the amount of consoles and homes in North America. That's their goal.
I don't think that, and VR is not going to help that at this point.
No, VR is, if anything, VR may actually help Microsoft attain that goal.
If Sony focuses on that, like, and by the way, I don't think HoloLens is a real product that's coming out, a real consumer product. I think that's just to show that they're with it and gives developers something to play with, but I don't think that's going to be something that you're going to see for sale in the Microsoft store for consumers. It's really just like a dev only thing. I think it's much better to rally around a console than a $400 or $500 accessory.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too hard, too expensive.
Right now, what they're in many ways are competing with are the people that would possibly be in the market for PlayStation VR. You know, current PlayStation 4 owners that don't own an Xbox One who are looking to spend $400 on something. That's the target that Microsoft wants to hit. They need to go in with the, why buy this when you could buy this and play all the exclusive games that you haven't played yet. You could play all your Xbox 360 games that have just been collecting dust. It's got 4K Blu-ray player and the HDR that all the kids are talking about.
They got plenty to talk about. Yeah, they got plenty to talk about. They got plenty to talk about without VR.
They have plenty to talk about without VR.
Well, the problem is Sony does too. Sony has plenty to talk about without VR.
Well, it's getting someone that owns a PlayStation 4 currently to also own an Xbox One.
No, it's not. There's plenty of people. That market is not the big market you want. The big market you want is all the people who still haven't upgraded from 360 or PS3.
How big is that market these days?
Huge.
Is it still huge?
Yeah.
There's a lot of headroom.
Obviously both markets. So
yeah, backwards compatibility is a much bigger deal than VR. Is it going to sell more new consoles? I could see
backwards compatibility, external hard drive support for large storage capacity.
People aren't buying a console because you can plug in a hard drive to it.
No,
that's a good factor after the point where you realize that you don't have enough space.
I know. Because boy, is it helpful?
It doesn't for me. It's still not an issue. I just delete shit and then re-download it. It's no big deal.
I don't want to delete things. I like being able to turn on my Xbox One and seeing that I have 212 games.
That's fine.
Downloaded to it.
Of course you do. I like mine to not show that.
I think that's so cool. And then I look at my PlayStation 4 and I turn it on and there's like 7 games downloaded to it. I own significantly more than that thanks to PS Plus and other things, but I can only keep like 7 games on there at a time. So I don't, you know, like there are certain games that maybe I would go back to if it was there, but it's not there. So I don't go back to it.
You could buy a hard drive and put it in there.
Yeah, but then I have to open it up, and then I have to do the whole transfer thing, and that's a pain.
It's really not that big of a deal.
It's
that. I agree that the external one is the better solution, but it's not like there's not a solution to your problem there.
Yeah, but it's what is it? Isn't there like a 2 gigabyte max on that or something?
Terabyte.
4?
Terabyte.
2 terabytes.
I'm pretty sure it's more than 2 gigabytes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I meant to say.
Don't make fun of Wombat.
To say terabytes.
I don't know what the limit is anymore, but you could store significantly more than 7 games if you really put your mind to it, Wombat.
Yeah. He doesn't want to.
It's the problem is I really don't want to.
Just to get back to the Microsoft VR thing, if I'm them, I don't fuck with VR until you have like a wireless solution. Isn't Oculus working on one? Aren't they supposed to be partners? Wait for that to be ready, and then you can, if you feel like wasting your time, you can you can sell that for Xbox. That seems like to be a pretty big selling point. If this PSVR thing was wireless, I would buy it. While we're talking about Microsoft, just really quickly, somebody wrote in, and this is just like a trend that we're seeing in gaming now with all these card packs and games. This is from Final Contra. He said, it's strange to me that no major gaming site is talking about how messed up Gears of War 4 gear pack system is right now. This is about Horde mode in Gears. Like, this is how you get the power items, I guess, is through these cards. He says, we lost our minds over $2.50 horse armor 10 years ago, and now we have $10 lottery tickets just to have a chance at getting the skins we want, and nobody is saying anything. Horde mode progression is also pay to win now that since it's tied up in this system. What are your thoughts on the Gears pack system? Is this the new norm for $60 games that also offer $50 season passes? And then I found this forum thread about a guy who opened up like a ton of packs and he got like a very small amount of Epic cards and was basically just like turned off by the whole situation. There's a lot of money to be made with these card packs. This is the future. And I don't know how you rein it in, but it's taking over a lot of these games. Even like hockey, our sacred hockey game. I was tweeting about this earlier. Everything's packs now, and you're crafting players to unlock with cards.
It still hasn't hit a point though where I've ever bought any of these packs. Like, there's still plenty of game there to enjoy without spending any additional money.
Well, I think
a lot of what people are looking for in the card packs is, you know, skins and things that don't affect the gameplay.
No, like, but that's not
like
that's
the horse armor.
No, but that's not what he's saying in this horde mode. You know, horde mode.
Yes, so, I played it a couple of times.
So it's competitive, but it's co-op competitive. You're playing against the AI. So.
Yes.
When you're doing something like that, you can sort of make it pay to win, right? Because, what are you doing? Cheating the AI? I mean, you can't really say that. So,
I mean, yeah, the upgrades that you get to your character classes are only in the packs. Like, I think I have like I actually bought my first pack. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I had enough credits, in-game credits, to get my first pack. And I got a purple one, which I think is pretty good. And it was a boost for my soldier. But, it's sort of a weird system, I guess. It'd be nice if your character leveled up through gameplay and not through
it's
packs,
too shady.
But I guess.
This is like a prime example of changing the gameplay just so you can make money off of in-app purchases.
Yeah.
But people are paying it. They wouldn't be there if people weren't paying for this stuff.
I mean, the same thing could be said about Halo.
But I don't know. Is Halo the same way?
It's no different than Halo.
I think what people are complaining about here is not only are they doing this, but it seems like the drop rate is super shitty.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
That seems like a problem.
Wasn't that the problem with Hearthstone at first too?
Or I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't remember. I think they were. You gotta be pretty careful with that.
Especially. Oh no, I'm thinking of Diablo. When that first
Came out. That's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was an issue there.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. So they may fix it over time, I guess. But I don't have any intention on buying any packs.
I know, but I'm saying it's infecting every game now. Every game is they're trying to get cards into the game so they can sell.
And the question is, do you think if you gained points faster to get packs for free, do you think the sell rate of people that are that impatient would really drop?
I think as long as you give a good drop rate and you let people earn the card packs in a reasonable amount of time, you probably won't get too many complaints. And
because I feel like it took me way too long to earn enough coins to get my first pack.
And also, if you're changing like gameplay from like the previous version to incorporate these cards, you got to be really careful because I mean, people are just looking to see how you fuck them over.
Or you just buy some Totino's pizza rolls and get some free DLC that way.
Maybe you do it that way. I don't know. I was just I was pissed because I saw in NHL 17 they have all these classic players in there, but it's really only for that card mode where the whole thing revolves around. You know, you have to like get contract cards for your players and stuff. It just sounds like it's not fun. I don't know. It's tough. We got to keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like something Trump would say. anything else? Oh, the big NX announcement is tomorrow. Did we talk about that already? I forgot. How long have we been doing this show for?
No, there's not much to talk about yet because we haven't seen anything revealed. Yeah,
we haven't watched it yet.
It's going to be very minimal, right? Because they can't. It's not coming out this year.
I did see that on Nintendo.com they said there was some text saying tune in to see the latest news on Nintendo's next home console. So they are calling it a home console.
Okay. Cool. I mean, it's just such a weird time to even be talking
about.
Could
you plan that any worse with Red Dead? Here is the biggest game announcement of this generation.
Unless Red Dead is a Nintendo NX exclusive.
Good luck.
Well, it's not. We know that. It's exclusively not coming there, I would guess.
It's a joke.
It's a reverse exclusive.
Right. Yeah. A reverse exclusive. Here.
Excluded.
On one hand, here's the entire video game industry excited for this one game that's going to sell just buckets and buckets of games. Because that's how they sell games now, in buckets.
Yes.
And then you have this console that they're just now announcing that immediately you see that this huge third-party game will never come to this console. Right. It's like, it's just so clear, like, we have not solved our problem here. Like, right, the same day we're announcing it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oops. It's a me. Don't look at Red Dead.
I am hoping the NX is something I really want to play and won't gather as much dust as what the Wii U has for me.
What's the benefit of them even announcing it now?
They have to at some point because it's going to come
out.
There's
too much speculation. People are starting to get really antsy and angry.
But why does that matter?
Perception is a big deal.
It would matter to stockholders.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not selling it till next year and you already have a system that's out that you're supposed to like pretend to be selling through this holiday season, you're just saying, fuck it at this point. Here's our new system. Don't buy this current one.
Well, it's supposed to come out in March or something, right?
Yeah, like it's soon. It's not like it's coming out holiday next year.
Okay, I guess that's soon. I forgot. It's October.
It comes out very, very soon. They need to get people excited for this. we're really probably a month away from legitimate pre-orders.
All right. Well, I guess I should get excited. Or I'll find out tomorrow if I should get excited.
Get excited.
I want to see the controller. Just show me.
If that's all that they reveal tomorrow is the controller.
Yep. As long as it has the same amount of buttons on it as an Xbox One controller.
As long as it looks like it fits in a human hand.
An adult human hand.
It has to have the same amount of buttons as an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4 controller.
We need more than that.
It could vary by a button or or so.
It has like, to have minimal
plus,
the same
plus or minus buttons. Two buttons. I'm fine with.
Right.
Shape. I don't know, because if you take away two buttons, then I mean, I guess it really does. You know, third party support just goes out the window.
What? That's already out the window.
Yeah. So I guess it really doesn't matter if that's what we're looking at. But I'm just saying. I don't know. Alley balls.
I think there's no way they can have. They're not going to be on level playing field with third party support at this point.
No, I think what you're going to
see.
They'll
have third party exclusives, but there's nothing that. Yeah.
No red.
They're not going to get the big games.
I'm guessing they finally figured out how to sell you like their back catalog in a subscription model or in like mass quantity somehow. And that
Nintendo Plus or Nintendo Live, whatever they want to call it.
Right. And then so you can get all these old games, which would work
for
fine.
$60 a year, they'll give you two Nintendo Classics.
A month?
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna sell that NES mini console to handle all that.
Yeah, that's fine. But this way it'll work fine on a portable and on your home as a home
maybe.
System.
That's
if,
the assumption.
If Nintendo had something
is.
like a PlayStation Plus or an Xbox Live service where you get two free games a month, it would be very beneficial to Nintendo to do that, especially with that back catalog.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm excited to see. What time
Please
is it?
Please just don't be laughable. That's all we're asking. Don't
right.
be laughable.
No face palms.
You know what's sad is when people are listening to this, we'll know everything.
I know.
Right.
We're so lame.
I know.
All right, I got to sit down or lie down.
Okay, that's fine. It's late.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Go to harrys.com. Use coupon code CAG to get that free shaving balm added to your order and get that free starter kit when you sign up for a shaving plan. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Follow at ShannaFan. Because he's tweeting out all these, he's cutting up all these CAGcast episodes and putting them into bite-sized formats on YouTube. So you may like that. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Brad's done.
Decepticons as vicious as those monstrous Terrorcons.
Lucky we have the Technobots.
Yeah, but those high-tech heroes are in for one horrific battle.
The Transformers.
Out of monstrous Terracon beasts comes the incredible Abominus to battle a fearless and futuristic Computron.
The Transformers!